And we interrupt our programs to say that if there is a couple from Tahiti on a motoring holiday in central Birmingham, we shall be very surprised. Please listen very carefully now to this very unimportant announcement.
Rear back! Got that? Are you listening, Gillian? If not, why not? Switch on, open the windows, let the neighbors hear. Switch on! Good, now don't move around for the next 30 minutes or I'll send Bill Oddie round to bite your ankles.
Don't think I wouldn't. And whilst we're at it, if you missed last week's show...
You won't understand a word this week, so in future, don't miss it. Shut up. Kindly remember, we're all highly educated people. We don't have to devote ourselves to satiating your pathetic appetites for juvenile claptrap.
No! We all went to Cambridge University, so there.
I only went to junior school.
Shut up! We could all be doctors or teachers.
Or dropouts.
Who laughed? Who laughed? Will the person who laughed just then come up here this minute and accept £5?
Once again, the Angus Prune Tune introduces the show. They tried to put a gag on. God knows I could do with it. The program that reeks with offensive words like Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bill Oddie. Here is the voice they said could not be done.
It's I'm silly, I'll rude that again, Winsmar.
And they were right. And this week, Radio Prune brings you the first audio porno fair.
Roll up and roll over. See the naughty Russian contortionists leap in and tear 'em off as they make love on the dodgem cars and miss. A kiss, a cuddle, and a compound fracture. See the saucy Polish dwarf, Ivan Eklund, slide down the helter-skelter. Yes, I said Eklund. Slide down the helter-skelter straight into an inflatable rubber model of Juliet. See the coconut shine.
Oh, I'm all embarrassed.
Roll up, roll up. Four balls a shilling.
There's a bargain.
Yes, things are really swinging here at the Prune Audio Porno Fair. But is this event a necessary psychological outlet? Or is it depraved, evil, corrupt, and a lot of fun? Hoping to find out are the delegation from the committee to keep filth off Cliff Richard.
Introducing Mrs. Mary... Oh, why do we give her publicity, House? Mr. Giles Badbreath and the... Oh, you remember him. And the daddy of them all, so I'm told, Lord Longfrit.
Now, Lord Longfrit, you've been here for 2 or 3 days studying this event, and we'd like to hear your views about it. So if you'd care to remove your blinkers and earplugs...
Pardon?
Take them off!
Oh, we've only just met, sir. No, I'd rather not hear, because I may say something naughty. Oh.
But do you find the fair, well, shall I say, arousing?
Oh, I wish you would.
Arousing.
Again.
Arousing. Yes, well, I'm afraid that was too much for the poor old chap.
No, I just poisoned him.
But what exactly is available here at the Audio Porno Fair? Well, for a start, there is a wonderful selection of obscene records.
Lovelace Watkins, Rolf Harris, and least of all, little Jimmy Osmond.
And there is, for example, this educational record of a couple demonstrating a platinum-sprung waterbed.
Oh, darling.
Oh, darling.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, sweetie, sugar, honey bunch.
Oh, Jenny, baby, crumb, puff, oh. Lambert, Waterbury, plum, snuffykin.
Oh.
Oh!
What a way to go.
And furthermore, there is this priceless record, which has never been before released, because it doesn't exist. The Des O'Connor Dirty Songbook.
I led my call into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my limb. Something to my... And I wake up in the morning with my hair down and my eyes, and she says... to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Goodbye. And she reaches out, takes my raindrops keep falling on my
Radio Prune presents a new panel game in which a team of famous men and women will exchange witticisms and clothes. Rubber!
Wet shirts!
Plastic!
Rugby boots!
We present What's My Kink?
The program in which we find out how people with boring jobs amuse themselves in their spare time.
And in the chair, which is made of reinforced terrapin skin with little bristles on the cushion, your host, David Jakes.
Good evening, and right away, let's find out who wants to play What's My Kink?
Me, 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 me.
And can we have your mime, please?
Certainly.
Well, I certainly wish I could do that. Lady Isabel Ringing, what did you make of it?
Well, it brought the colour back to my cheeks.
Yes, and to your face.
Well, look, gosh, I am... Oh, I'm very, very warm. Oh, it's so hot in here. Oh, good heavens, it's hot.
Oh, they are off.
Put him back!
Put him back!
Put him
back!
All right, all right. You're all going too far.
Too far, too far, too far.
Yes, good heavens. We're starting to get letters.
Dear sir, the depraved program you have just interrupted made O Calcutta look like a vicarage tea party. Yours, the Reverend Ivor Barebody, the Pussycat Tea Rooms, Little Whipping Beds. Whoa.
Dear sir, I must strongly object to the way your programs are designed for the titillation of male chauvinist pigs. Shut up! In my house, I've made it quite clear that I wear the trousers and the trilbies, string vest and rugby boots. Yours sincerely, Irma Bulldyke, Middlesex.
No, no, no. I'm going to report the lot of you to the listeners panel. Ladies?
Yes, what do you want? Yes.
Do you think Radio Prune is going too far?
Oh, yes, it's going too far.
Too far. This isn't what we want. No, no, we want family entertainment.
Yes, well, what about sex and violence?
Yes, please. Yes, please. I can have nothing but sex and violence.
No, 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 we've had enough sex.
Let's have some violence.
I like violence.
Yes, Yes, well, very well. Ladies and gentlemen, something that will provoke violence, if anything will, a song from Bill Oddie.
Oh, when I was a little baby, I had a winsome way of choosing funny objects with which I love to play.
It's a winkle joke.
No, it isn't.
I once pinched Dad's electric hand drill and stuffed it up me nose.
Oh,
and I played piggy went to market and chopped off all my toes.
This little piggy went wee, 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 wee. Oh, pork chop.
I used to swallow nappy pins, and if my mummy saw, she'd beat me with a broomstick, and I would yell out, Ma!
This is very nasty.
Shut up, I like it.
Oh, I like a bonk on the head, and I love a clonk on the knee.
Oh,
I sleep with a snake in my bed, and I eat broken glass for my tea. So give me a nice cup of fat, and smelt me the brown paper bag. Go on, me rough. I can't get enough. Oh, that's the masochist rag.
I'm sorry, I'm not staying here. Listen to this.
Hold it!
Oh!
Thank you. My mother ostracized me.
Sounds painful.
She said I was a nutter.
You're a nutter, son.
Just because I like my eggs with prunes and peanut butter.
Oh, yucky.
My dad bought me a telly, but that didn't do the trick. I stayed glued to Junior Showtime until it made me sick.
The work of the moment.
Yes, go on.
Now I've joined Masochists Anonymous, where lots of barmy folks sit listening to the Osmonds and Tony Blackburn's jokes.
No, not that!
I like a drill in my teeth, and I love a punch up the throat. A baby that's howling with grief, and Cilla Black's highest note. I dig fingernails scraped down a blackboard, and I'd worship a wife who's a nag. Oh, look at me swoon when the band's out of tune. That's the masochist, 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 that's the masochist. Hurray!
Rotten!
Perfect! Thank you, I love it, I love it!
Thank you!
Now, in our continuing series, Great Yarns of Adventure for Boys, Froon Playhouse proudly presents The Search for the Nile.
Or Swedish Chartered Accountant on the Job.
No, no, no.
Africa, the Dark Continent.
You got a shilling for the meter, Abuana?
In 1840, the great country lay sleeping. Oh, wonderful. Waiting for the dedicated band of white men who are to claim her in the name of the empire and make Africa what she is today. But then we all make mistakes.
But in a quiet London street was the famous Explorers Club. Its members pledged to uncover strange parts and see what no man has seen before. Well, wasn't that a surprise?
But just round the corner, the Royal Geographic Society was being addressed by its president, Sir Miles N. Miles and Miles.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, here is the latest news from our members. I regret that in Borneo, young Freddy Fortescue Polar Bear Pims has been attacked by a tribe of headhunters.
Shame, shame.
At the same time, he was also attacked by a tribe of body hunters, a tribe of arm hunters, a tribe of leg hunters, and another tribe who went too fussy. Well, Freddy managed to slip away and will be returning on the 19th. The 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. And I hope almost all of us will be there to greet almost all of him. And I know at this time that our thoughts must be with his lovely young wife. but bags I first go. Now then, in Africa, Cecil Rhodes has discovered Rhodesia. Now, there's a coincidence. And finally, Sir Richard Burton has become the very first white man to visit the legendary city of Mecca, where he came second in the Northeast Region Quickstep final. Now, I see we have distinguished guests with us tonight. At the back, I can see Rudyard Kipling. Stop it, you'll go deaf. A gentleman who wishes to offer us an unusual challenge, the famous Reverend William Archibald Spooner.
Oh, bravo.
Listeners now have 2 seconds to remember what the Reverend Spooner was famous for.
Jadies and lentilmen.
That was a clue.
I have long been lacinated by that wrongest of livers, the Nile.
The Nile.
I am offering the magnificent mum of lowness than 1 billion mounds.
1 billion mounds?
1 billion mounds. And 1 million pounds.
Oh, my God, Benson, split me.
To the first man to discover the source of the Nile. Oh, good heavens, I got that writ right.
Spider and Runa.
That's me, Sugar Draws.
We accept your challenge. However, as I'm sure you'll agree, Reverend, this quest will require great, would you say, fortitude and luck.
I think I'd better not.
A wise decision, sir. Very well. Who will undertake, gentlemen, quiet please, stop killing rabbits at the back. Who will undertake this great adventure?
I will.
You, sir? But this is unprecedented. Boring little Hatch playing the lead?
Nevertheless, I shall set out.
What do you mean, boring little Hatch?
Pray, sir, who are you?
I am boring little Lord Loverduck, last in a long line of aristocracy jokes. And I shall leave for Africa tomorrow with this young lady, the right on...
Right on, baby!
Yes, the right on Fifi Night Frolic Scropeworthy. My niece, Hem-Hem.
Hello.
And so boring little Lord Loverduck left the meeting, pausing only for a brief hat joke.
Excuse me, sir, I believe you've taken my hat. See, my name is inside it, the Honorable Ilkley Moore, Baronet.
And it was indeed Hon Ilkley Moore Butt's hat.
Thank you.
My
Thank
deepest you. Sympathies go with you, yes.
And so the very next day, boring little Lord Loverduck and his niece, Hem-Hem, went down to the docks.
Captain?
Aye, aye, sir.
Set sail for Africa at once.
Aye, sir. Cast off there. 'Tis for Africa we do be bound. Billy, sit there, the topmost halyard.
Belay there.
Aye, aye, sir.
Shiver me timbers.
Belay there, ye swab.
Haul the mainmast.
Abast, behind.
Ruddy enormous.
Look lightly, lad.
Land. 3 weeks later, they landed in the Sahara.
Where are we?
By my reckoning, 30 miles east of Timbuktu and 10 miles west of Timbuktu. Taylor.
So, very, very quickly, they set off. The heat was merciless.
Suffer, baby.
For miles ahead of them stretched the desert.
Stretch in my desert voice. What do you expect, bloody Tolstoy?
The intrepid explorers met up with a band of nomads who helped them on their way by selling them a camel and 2 bricks. For days, they traveled along wadis.
Wadi, a dried-up old riverbed, mainly used for dried-up old jokes.
Where are we now?
This is what are you staring at?
Or alternatively...
What do you want to make those eyes at me for? Little did they know there was worse to come.
And it's not possible.
And so they headed south into the hinterland. There they met up with a cannibal tribe who treated them to a very nice hot pot supper. Dr. Livingstone, I presume.
On and on they traveled until they'd left civilization far behind and reached South Africa.
Welcome to our beautiful country. Pull up a black man and sit down.
Listen, the sound of native drumming.
That's right, man. That's the sound of the police drumming the natives. Our police force have a natural sense of rhythm.
What about integration?
Oh, we're very keen on that, man. Our police spend hours integrating suspects. But all this talking has given me quite an appetite.
Well, sir, we must be off. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And such an easy target. Farewell.
That night, boring little Lord Loverduck and Fifi reached Mafeking, where they were greeted by the commander himself.
Ah, Lord Baden-Powell of Boy Scout fame. Lies, all lies, we're practicing knots. Those photographs are fakes.
What photographs?
These. Three different poses for £5.
I'm surprised at you, sir.
Not half as surprised as the goat. However... However, I am not the real Baden-Powell, as your legal department will be relieved to hear. I am a distant relative. Baden Breakfast.
What are you doing here?
Converting the natives.
Ah, missionary.
No, North Sea gas. And now my work is at an end. Farewell.
Meanwhile, the intrepid explorers had reached the Nile Delta, where the mighty river spread out like some enormous hand.
Ha-ha! Finger Niles! Finger Niles!
Get back in the box.
At last they reached Cairo. As Spooner once wrote...
Ah, Cairo, with its muscling marketplace and its steaming treats.
He meant teeming streets.
No, he didn't.
Cairo Market, where men come to buy and sell, and the bicycle salesmen peddle their wares. And high, high above from the minaret comes the familiar cry. That's enough of that.
Any old bazaar in Cairo.
You can buy a camel with a hat.
I can sell you a little desert rat.
Bet you never seen a pair of melons big as that
in the old bazaar in Cairo.
Hey! Oh, that brings it all back.
Effendi, I have nice sister.
How dare you? Don't you realize I'm an English lord?
Oh, pardon, Effendi. I have nice brother.
John, we are here to buy supplies for our trip. Anybody going to do the supplies joke? No? Supplies. Now then, where's my shopping list? Ah, yes. Drinking water, half a ton of rice, fresh fruit, baked beans, oriental spice.
How about a terrapin?
They're very, very nice.
In the open zone in Cairo.
Bravo. Do you do requests?
Yes, certainly.
Good, push off.
Friendly, you want souvenir of Lawrence of Arabia? Three poses, only £5?
Go away.
No, Effendi, I am number one thumping good tourist guide. Hot stuff.
Really?
Look, who are you?
I am Ali Gharikul, once personal servant to the rulers of Egypt.
Ah, oh, the Valley of the Kings.
Oh. Nope. You wish to see Egyptian mummy? I have nice mummy.
Oh, all right.
Good. All please get on bus to South London.
South London?
Oh, yes, Effendi. See treasures of Tutankhamun.
And so it was that boring little Lord Loverduck and his niece Hem Hem became the first strangers to see the fabulous tombs of the pharaohs.
Gosh, Uncle, look at that mummy there, entombed in a huge white pot with a handle on one side.
Must be a burial chamber.
Look, up on the ceiling. Hieroglyphics.
Best luck, David. Yes, and there on the floor, lowerhoglyphics.
Oh, Effendi, you are now thrice cursed. Some dreadful fate lies ahead of you. Poor man, I'm off.
Yes, I noticed the Sphinx.
Oh, nice one, Effendi.
Let's go. I don't like it in here.
Nor do I. Then we'll have it outside. I love picnics.
Outside, the air was fresh.
Hello, Cheeky.
Oh, what a sight. The sun setting behind those two enormous pyramids. Oh, oh, look. They're moving.
They can't be.
They are.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, everybody.
Peeping Toms watching me sunbathing in my sexy 15-piece bathing suit.
The curse of the pharaohs.
Yes, you probably think I am Queen Nefertiti.
Obviously.
Well, I'm not. I'm not. I'm her sister, Queen Nefer at a dull moment. I shall reward you for laughing and for restoring me to life. I know how to please a man.
And she did. She went away.
No, I didn't. I did not. Oh, boring little Lord Loverduck, you're the one for me. We go together like peaches and 3 tons of semolina pudding.
No, 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 no.
And with that, boring little Lord Loverduck jumped into the River Nile and swam upstream.
Come back!
Never!
On and on he swam till the mighty Nile was now just a little stream.
The further he swam, the smaller it got.
Must have been the cold water.
Until at last, there in front of him stood an enormous bottle of tomato ketchup.
Oh, not that.
Yes, I'm sorry. Boring little hatch. But if you play the lead, you get landed with the punchline.
Oh, no, please, not me.
Go on, say it.
Oh, no, please, not the ketchup joke. Let's do the...
No.
All right. It's a far, far better thing that I do
get
now.
Get on with it.
There stood the enormous bottle of tomato ketchup.
No, I can't do it.
No!
Say it, say it!
Oh, it's the source of the Nile? You have been listening to The Angus Prune Show, starring Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bilotti. The script was written by Graham Garden and Bilotti, and Bill also wrote the song. The music was played by Dave Lee and the Boys and arranged by Leon Cohen. The program was produced by John Castles and David Hatch, who, while searching for the right words, found these.
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again. 1 second.
My name is Angus.
And you can hear another edition of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again at the same time next week.